Theater 5 presents Miss Joan Lovejoy in The Protective Circle.
Miss Stone's resident.
Amanda Stone. Is she in?
Yes, she's here. Who is this, please?
Let me speak to Amanda Stone. It's important.
Who is it, Lucille?
He don't say it, just it's important.
Is it the same one?
I don't know, Miss Amanda. You answered the phone yourself last time.
Yes. Oh, all right, I'll take it. This is Amanda Stone. Who is this, please?
Amanda Stone. The guilty will be punished. The guilty will not go free.
Who is this? What do you want?
Guilt must be washed away. A life for a life, Amanda Stone. Remember that.
Hello? He hung up. What shall I do, Lucille? It's the same man. Who is he?
Oh, Miss Amanda, try to calm down. This is a big city. It's full of all kinds of people. Some people, they mighty sick, and they get their kicks doing terrible things like this.
You think so, Lucille?
Of course, honey.
But how would he know my name?
He could pick it out of the phone book.
Well, that's kind of a long shot.
Well, sometime long shots come in.
Yes.
'Cause what else could it be? I mean, you don't have no enemies, anything like that.
Enemies?
Oh, of course you have them. No, honey, this is just a disturbed character someplace in the wilds of Manhattan, and he happened to chance on you. That's all it is, really. Now, why don't you get into that nice, big, easy chair, and I'll fix you a drink. A long drink.
Long on the drink and short on the ice.
Oh, I know, honey, I know.
Oh, Lucille, you're a treasure. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, I got to protect you, don't I? Draw a protective circle around you, kind of.
I like that. Protective circle. Feels so safe. Only I don't feel safe.
Mandy, can I see you for a moment?
My door's open. If you want to see me, come into my office.
All right, Amanda.
There's no need to be so formal. If you want to see me, walk in.
I'm sorry, Amanda. Sometimes you're busy, and sometimes you're talking to a client.
You don't see anyone here, do you?
Well, how could I know unless I asked? Mandy, what's the matter?
What should be the matter?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. You're so hostile. Say a word and you're ready to bite my head off. What's happening?
Oh, I'm sorry, Joan. I haven't been sleeping well. Not since that call. I know it's ridiculous. It's a kook, a crank call. It happens, only now it's happened to me, and I'm frightened, Joan. You should have heard his voice.
Whose voice? What call?
Didn't I tell you when it first happened?
Oh, you never told me anything.
It happened once before. I tried to dismiss it then. A man, late at night, he called me once before, and then he called last night. He threatened me, my life. The guilt must be washed away, he said.
What?
That's what he said.
Oh, it's fantastic. Of course, it's a crank call, Mandy. What else could it be? Somebody tracking you down for your sins? The moving finger writes and having writ, you know, that sort of thing.
Now, what is that supposed to mean?
Why, it's a quote from the Rubaiyat.
No, I don't mean the poetry. I mean the crack about the enemy tracking me down for my sins. Are you getting Janice's death mixed up in this?
Janice Reed. Oh, come on, Mandy, don't be morbid.
But you were thinking of her, weren't you?
Well, I...
If an unstable woman breaks down and takes her own life, what has that to do with me?
But Mandy, I never said
it. It wasn't my fault. Janice Reed was sick. What am I supposed to do when an account executive is taking my biggest client away? Just hand it over and say you're welcome? Well, I think not.
All right, Mandy.
All right, what? You're my partner. Haven't you anything to say? Were you willing to have us go out of business? No. You just stood by and let me do the dirty work, let me do the hatchet job. You were too refined, too gentle to do that work. But I could because I had to. I wasn't going to give up a business I built up with my own hand. Was I wrong, Joe?
No, Mandy, you weren't wrong. It was competition. And you were protecting our interests. It's just sad that it turned out that way. But that isn't your fault.
You mean that, don't you, John?
Of course I mean it, Mandy. You're tired. You've been working too hard, that's all. You ought to get away for a while.
Oh, how can I get away with this spring show coming up?
Don't you think I can handle it, Mandy? It'll do you good to take a break.
Maybe later, but right now it's out of the question.
Well, why don't you tell the police about it?
The police?
Why not? I'm sure it's only a crank call, but it just might make you feel better. And they have ways of checking.
What can I tell them? Well, they'll start asking questions about Janice.
Oh, nonsense, Mandy. Just tell them the facts, that's all. That you've been getting threatening phone calls. Threatening your life. That's all.
You seem like a sensible person, Miss Stone, and I'm being realistic with you. The police can't really promise any quick action in these phone call cases.
Well, I understand that, but...
So far, this guy's just a voice. Calls, keeps it short, so we can't trace it in time.
I see. Well, Sergeant, isn't there anything else I can do?
Well, I guess you could have a private detective, a bodyguard from a private agency. They'll give you protection round the clock, as long as you pay for it.
A protective circle.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. You could describe it like that, I guess.
My business partner has been urging me to take a trip, a vacation.
Well, it's probably a very good idea. You go away for a couple of weeks, he'll get discouraged and stop bothering you. Yeah. Why don't you do that? Get a good rest. When you come back, it'll have blown over.
You think I'm doing the right thing, Joan?
I'm certain of it. A Caribbean resort. What could be nicer?
You think I like it?
I guarantee it unconditionally. I spent 2 weeks there on my last vacation and it was divine. White beaches, purple mountains, golden sun. Just divine. And you'll feel like a new woman.
And the spring show?
Now, you just put business out of your mind and enjoy yourself. Now, that's an order.
All right, I will. Anyway, I'll try.
I'll bet you'll meet somebody who'll make you forget all about this rat race.
Oh, I'm not looking for a vacation romance. I just want to get away from things like ugly phone calls and have a little peace and quiet.
You will, Mandy. Don't worry. I'll take care of everything here.
I'm sure you will. And thank you for everything.
You know, you may find the island so fascinating that you'll never come back.
Enjoyed your first day on the island, Miss Stone?
Yes.
Is everything satisfactory?
Oh, yes, thank you. Lovely room and that view. Oh, the ocean on one side and the mountains on the other. It's wonderful.
Yes, we are proud of our view. And you find the service satisfactory?
Fine, thank you.
Have you been to the beach?
Not yet, but I'm going this afternoon. Oh, are there any umbrellas? I burn very easily.
Of course. I'll have one of our boys carry it down for you.
Oh, that isn't necessary. I'll just take it along myself.
Well, we'll see you at dinner. Have a pleasant afternoon, Miss Stone.
Hey, excuse me, lady. You need somebody to carry your umbrella?
Oh, no, thank you.
But it is very heavy, no?
No, I'm perfectly all right, thank you.
Such a big umbrella and such a little woman.
Who are you supposed to be imitating?
Just myself, I guess.
Oh, those accents.
Oh, I have very many accents, yes?
No, they're not too good, you know.
They made you laugh, didn't they?
Yes, I admit they did.
Now, do let me take that umbrella.
All right. Thank you.
I can see you're a tourist. It's the kind of look that tries to take in everything at once.
Yes, I'm here on vacation. Aren't you?
No.
Oh? You work on the island?
No, I don't think you could call it work. If I had to describe myself, I'd say I'm a loafer. Maybe a drifter.
Really? Well, now, how does one drift?
The easiest thing in the world.
Well, you have looks in your favor and charm. Suppose you can get by on those.
How about this spot?
What?
For the umbrella.
Oh.
Shall I set it down here?
That'll be fine, thanks.
Pleasure's mine. Aren't they terrific? The surfboards. They just walk around serenading people every afternoon.
They really are good.
Somehow they just seem to belong. Oh, my name is Vic Lamont. What's yours?
Amanda Stone.
Amanda?
You find that amusing?
Well, it's so southern. The Gone with the Wind bit, the sheltered southern belle.
Southern? Yes. Southern Manhattan. Sheltered? Where do you find shelter in Manhattan?
No.
Now, I'm a city girl, and I provide my own protection. Oh.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You said protection, and a shadow suddenly passed over you. Something wrong?
No, not really.
Because if there is, why, just tell Vic about it, and he'll take care of it, you see? No, I mean it.
Yes, I believe you do.
I do. Oh, I clown around. I do the bit for laughs, but I'm really dependable.
What sort of man are you, really?
Oh, I'm 35, not married. I like to enjoy life. No treadmills, no rat races. You see, early in the game, I made my own rules, and they suit me fine.
And how do you support yourself? Somebody leave you a big inheritance?
Oh, no. Different things. I put in a season as lifeguard here. I ran the table over at the casino. I was a guide for the tourist groups that come to the island.
Not much of a living, I'd say.
Oh, enough for my needs.
And what are your needs?
A meal, a drink, a laugh, the right company. They pretty much fill my life. Why? What are you offering?
A job.
Oh, no, don't dampen the scene. What kind of a job?
No, I mean it. I need a bodyguard.
Are you serious?
Yes. I don't know why I had the impulse to ask you.
Here on the island, you need protection? From whom?
No, not here. When I go back. I've only come for a week, you know.
No, I didn't know.
Yes, I have a PR firm, public relations in the fashion field. We have a big spring show coming up, and I can't stay away too long.
Yes, but where does the danger come in?
Well, it's strange that I should sit here talking to you like this. I met you less than an hour ago.
Well, I grow on people fast, especially in this climate.
I feel I found someone I can rely on.
Tell me about it. The protection, I mean.
Well, it started with a phone call. A call from an absolute stranger. Oh, they play beautifully, don't they?
They've got somebody to play for. You do the music justice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're looking at you.
Who? Who's looking at me?
Take it easy, Mandy. I'm here. I meant they're admiring you, that's all.
Oh, yes, I guess I'm nervous. Oh, my last night here.
But I'm going back with you. You're still inside the protective circle.
Yes, I am. And I'm safe there. I feel safe with you. It's been a wonderful vacation, Vic. You made it for me, you know that.
I'm glad I could.
Excuse me, could I carry you an umbrella, lady?
Yeah, it's pretty corny, but it worked for openers. Yeah, I'm glad we met.
So am I.
You know...
What?
You've been here a whole week, and you've never seen my favorite view.
Now, which view could that be? I thought I'd seen them all.
Oh, you haven't seen the moonlight shining on the sea.
Oh, I've seen that from the beach 1,000 times.
Oh, but not from the mountaintop. Takes your breath away, really.
Oh, Vic, I'd love to go. Can we?
Sure.
All right, let's go now, right away.
Sure. Come on.
This is fantastic. Look, you can see the beach below.
Hang on, this jeep is rough, and that's quite a drop.
Yeah. Keeps going up and up.
Right to the summit. This view is nothing. Will you see it from the top? That's a charge. We're coming to it right now.
Come on. Now, take a look.
Oh, Vic, why, it's everything you said and more. We're up so high, the sea is so far below. You know, you were right. It's a perfect end to my vacation.
Yes. A perfect end.
What did you say?
Amanda Stone, the guilty will be punished.
What did you say?
The guilt must be washed away.
Oh, no, Vic.
Yes, Vic. Vic Reed. Janice's husband, Amanda. No, Janice's widow.
No, Vic, no.
Oh, yes, Amanda. You killed her as surely as though you threw her out the window.
She jumped.
Legally, you can't be punished. I know that. But you killed her, Amanda, and I'm her avenger.
No. No, help.
No one can hear you, Amanda. We're alone.
Let go of me. Let go.
Stone Associates, Joan Purdy speaking.
I think you better make that Purdy Associates.
Vic, where are you?
The airport.
Are you alone?
Yes, I'm alone. Amanda stayed behind on the island. It took a little persuasion, but I'm a pretty good persuader. You're not so bad yourself, honey. We really parlayed, didn't we? First Janice and then Amanda.
Let's not talk about that now.
Murder and marriage. Yeah, we're a good team.
Vic, let's not talk on the phone. Come on up right away. I can't wait to see you, darling. I've missed you so.
I've missed you, too. Be there in an hour.
Joan? Joan?
In here, Vic, in Amanda's office.
What do you mean, Amanda's office? It's your office now. Our office. Oh. Who's this?
I'm Sergeant Delaney. Come on in, Mr. Reed. We got no secrets anymore.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a couple of things, Mr. Reed. At first, I was talking about threatening phone calls, crank calls. But we kept a tracer going. You'd be surprised about the things you can learn from a telephone.
That isn't legal. You can't use a wiretap in court.
Lots of things aren't legal, Mr. Reed. Murder is high on the list. Yes, that's what I'm talking about now, murder. So don't take too much comfort from wiretaps being illegal because confessions are legal. And your lady friend gave us a dandy.
Joan,
Now, why don't you act like a gentleman, Mr. Reed? It isn't her fault, you know. She just broke down and cried. That might even be a little easier on her being cooperative. Might even reduce the sentence to 99 years. Well, shall we go?
Yeah.
Theater 5 has presented The Protective Circle, written by Max Burton, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Joan Lovejoy, James McCallion, Tony Darnay, Georgia Burke, Jerry Hausner, and Peter Rattray. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. Speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.